during the holiday season, I was watching some show on something like the History Channel or the Travel Channel or something like that, and it spoke about the fact that from the time of Jesus's being found in the temple, age 12, until his baptism in the River Jordan by St. John the Baptizer, nothing in Holy Scripture is said of his life. The events of almost 20 years are completely unmentioned. It seems that he spent those years not traveling to the Far East to learn meditative skills from Buddhist monks or the latest Hindu teacher. He seemed to spend those years working in the family business, carpentry, construction, and preparing himself for what he was going to be doing. The turning point in his life was his baptism by St. John the Baptizer. It was a public manifestation of his role as the Messiah, the Son of God. We are reminded, as we recall our own baptism, that like Jesus, we are being sent out on a mission of proclaiming the good news of God's love for others. This is our calling and our mission. As Isaiah said, we are called to be a light to the nations. We must make known to others the message of Jesus and the salvation that he brought to us through his death and resurrection. We, as the daughters and sons of God, must share the gospel with others by doing good and allowing them to experience the grace that comes in and through Jesus. Today, in the church, we wind up the Christmas Epiphany season. The baptism of the Lord is celebrated on the Sunday after the Epiphany. The church celebrates four manifestations, or epiphanies, if you will. Today is the third of them. The first one was Jesus' manifestation at his birth to the shepherds in the regions of Bethlehem. The first manifestation was to the poor, the working poor. We need to hear that. Last Sunday, January 2nd, or if you're a traditionalist, January 6th, we celebrated Jesus being shown forth, manifested, epiphanied, if you will, to the Magi, to the three kings, or if you were here last week, to the wise guys. The fourth epiphany is Jesus's beginning of his public life with a miracle at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. Today, Jesus is revealed to the world as he is baptized in the River Jordan by St. John the Baptizer. Today is the transition from Jesus' private life in Nazareth to his public ministry. The first reading today is from Isaiah, and it is one of what are called the suffering servant or the servant of the Lord prophecies. It speaks about the role of the Messiah, the one whom God has chosen as a servant to bring light to the nations, healing to the distressed, freedom to those who are in bondage. It is because the Spirit of God is present in the life of this servant that these things will be accomplished. The second reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, in which St. Peter proclaims the Lordship of Jesus the Christ. He mentions that Jesus' ministry began with his baptism by St. John and his anointing by the Holy Spirit. From that point, Jesus began his ministry of good news, good works, good healings, and good proclamation of God's message. And then, in the gospel for today, being St. Luke's account of the baptism of Jesus by St. John the Baptizer, St. John recognizes Jesus as the Messiah, the one greater than himself. St. John tries to have Jesus baptize him instead of St. John baptizing Jesus. Jesus' relationship with the fullness of the Godhead is evident. If somebody ever asks you, can you find the Trinity in the Bible? Your answer is, well, of course. In the moment of Jesus' baptism, Jesus is there. And then a voice speaks from the heaven, "This is my beloved Son. My favor rests upon him," God the Father. And the Holy Spirit appears like or as a dove. The fullness of the Trinity is evident. And it's evident in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. The Holy Spirit appears like a dove. Jesus is manifested as the Son of God, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Christ. This is truly the turning point in the life of Jesus. He moves from the role of a carpenter to the ministry of service and proclaimer of the good news. Jesus obviously did not need to be baptized in order to be forgiven of his sins. My friends, he had no sin. Baptism for Jesus was the sign of his new mission. He was being set apart for the proclamation of the good news of the reign of Almighty God. Jesus took on himself the role of priest, prophet, and king. As a priest, he would work for the sanctification of the people by offering his life in service. Exactly what members of the priesthood of the Catholic Church do in a small way. Jesus's in a big way, in the only way, but every priest in a small way. Being set apart for the proclamation of the good news of God's reign. He worked for the sanctification of the people, his people, our people, by offering his life in service. As a prophet, he would proclaim God's message. And as king, he would lead God's people into the reign of God, R-E-I-G-N, the reign of God, again, by being a servant leader. Today, we are given a chance to reflect not only on what baptism meant for Jesus, but what our baptism means for us. Baptism means many things. I know I've told you, that when I first started as an Episcopal clergyman, I could always tell the nature of faith within a family, especially a young family, by how they ask me if I would help them schedule the baptism of their new child. If they came up to me and said, "Father, we need to get our new baby baptized," I knew they had a clue. But if they walked up to me and said, "Do you know our mother? Well, do you know our mother's mother, our grandmother? You know, she's here every Sunday at 11. She said it was time for us to get the baby done." Always kind of wondered what their faith was like. The thing which I would like to focus on is what we are called to do as the result of our baptism. Through baptism, we share in the life of grace, God's life within us, and in the mission and ministry of Jesus. All of us called to share in Jesus's ministry. Yes, there is a difference between the ordained priesthood and the priesthood of the laity, but we all share in the work of Jesus Christ. During the baptismal ceremony, we are reminded that we share in Jesus' role as prophet and priest and king. Well, what does all that mean? First of all, we are called to share in the ministry of Jesus, the priest. For me, that means we must work for the sanctification of others. I don't know if you know this or not, but on that great and final day of judgment, God's not only going to talk to me about me, He's going to talk to me about you. That's what is called in the language of the Brits, the cure of souls. We use that term too, most often when we talk about St. John Vianney and the cure of souls, the caring of souls. God, I want you to listen to this, God is going to hold me somewhat accountable if you decide that you ain't buying this thing anymore. I have a stake in your salvation. I don't know if that's scary for you, but it is very scary for me. We must do whatever we can in order to help people grow in holiness, grow in their relationship with Jesus and with the Father and with the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we are called to share in the role of Jesus as prophet. A prophet is not necessarily one who sees the future, who looks at the tea leaves, who studies a crystal ball. The Greek word, root word, meaning prophet, is one who speaks for another. The prophet speaks for God. We, by our baptism, are called to be spokespersons for God. I don't know about you, but that doesn't include just the 12 minutes that I have on Sunday morning. That means all of us, all the time. It's an awesome task in the fullness of that word awesome. It means we must proclaim God's message to others. And finally, we share in Jesus' ministry as King. We are called to lead as Jesus did by example. Jesus reminded us that he came not to lord it over us and be served by us, but rather he came to serve us. At the Last Supper, after washing the apostles' feet, Jesus said, "You call me Lord and Master, and indeed that is what I am. But as your Lord, I have washed your feet and served you, so you also must serve others." We reign, R-E-I-G-N, with Jesus when we serve others as he did. Our royal role is to be servants to others and the light to the nations. So today, we are reminded that as a result of our baptism, not only are the sins we committed before baptism washed away, removed, not only do we become members of the church, not only do we become the daughters and sons of Almighty God, but through our baptism, we also share in the mission and ministry of Jesus as priest, as prophet, and as king. My friends, this is a privilege. It is a gift. And it is also an incredible responsibility. So this morning, let us thank God for this very special gift and blessing that we have received. Amen.